And I'd like to clarify Perek Yudal at Pasuk Yud. You know, the purpose of Mishle is to show you the consequences of your acts. Okay? Now, the thing is that when a consequence is bad, there's a bad consequence, that means that it's not in reality. That act is not a realistic act because it leads to consequences. Good consequences are in line with reality. Okay? Now, the emotions that cause the bad act, that's basically your personality, who you are. Okay? You just can't walk away from who you are. So, the thing is, there are a few stages in dealing with it. But before I go through the stages, I'd like to give you an example to help understand. If a person loses a child, there are four levels of how you could mourn for the child. The first level is that you give up, you just quit. You don't live life. That's the consequence there is the most horrible, because you never really escape from it. It's just total catastrophe. Second level is where I become a workaholic, so I don't have to think about it. That's better than the first, because at least you're accomplishing something, but you're not dealing with the problem. But you are accomplishing, and you could do things in life. It's not, you're not thinking about it, but you haven't dealt with the problem. The third way is just to live a normal life. And when you think about it, just face it. Just deal with it. And it will deal with the problem much quicker than the second way. The second way, you don't get rid of the problem. The third way, you might not get rid of the problem either, but at least you could bring it down to a lower level, the level of pain. The fourth level is, of course, like Reb Meir, where he lost two sons in one day, and when he found out, he says, God gives and God takes, and that was it. In other words, a certain acceptance of reality, a complete acceptance of reality. That's a very rare person. But those are the four levels, and you can't choose which level you're going to be on. It has to do with your personality. It's not a matter of condemning one or the other. It's a matter of what your personality is. I can only tell you the consequences of living that type of life. Insofar as Mishle is concerned, there are three levels. Okay? The question is, I said, usually it's who you are. So the question is, can't you be self-aware and decide on one or the other? You could try. It could be you could get above your personality. That's getting above your personality. That's what we're going to talk about in Mishle, about getting above your personality. So yeah, if you get above your personality, yeah, you could try. But whether you're going to make it or not, I mean, you know, it depends on your abilities. Your ability to change. Go against your personality to take the better level. Again, in Mishle, there are three levels. One level is where you just don't learn Mishle and just live according to your personality. And that's a total, it's like, I'll take the metaphor of duties of the heart, the Chovos Avavos, where he says if you walk into a room that you never were in the room and it's pitch black, so you're going to bang into the furniture. If you take a little small candle, a little small flashlight, then you see where to go. That's all you need. So you don't bang into the tables. Now, so the thing is, the first level will be like banging into the tables. They'll be making decisions that will lead to terrible, terrible consequences. The second level is I go against my emotions. I study Mishle, and I go against my emotions, but I'm in conflict. Because one part of me, the old emotions are still there. Logic tells me to live the regular life, and I force myself to live the regular life, so I'm going against my emotions, so I'm in conflict. But I have one good thing. I won't bang into the furniture. I will see the consequences and avoid consequences in everyday life. There's still a benefit to that second level. There is a great benefit. It's a qualitatively different life than the first level, even though you're in conflict. And the third level, of course, is where your emotions and your logic come in line together, which that not all people reach that level. Okay? So if you are on that level, that's great. That's the high, that'll be the great highest level. Then you're in a totally different ballpark. It's where your emotions are in line with your logic. I would say that's a Tom. Tom is a perfect. You know, where he's a perfected person. His personality is totally perfected. That's a totally different level. The Rambam has these two levels. He says there's two levels of a tzaddik. One level of a tzaddik is kovashes yisro. He's able to control his emotions. He's able to control it, but he's in conflict. The second level is a tzaddik without conflict. The question we also had that we were not clear on was the uniqueness. That we say that this quality is a unique quality, and we said the possibility that maybe it's a that we said that the uniqueness of the bitterness is to tell you that if you have the uniqueness of the bitterness, you will have the to tell you that you will have a certain pleasure that the other people don't have. So we said, I mean, what difference if other people have it or don't have it? I mean, the question is you know what I mean? What is the pasuk telling me? I'm better than other people. I want to say that it's more essential than that. That the pleasure is unique. The pain is unique and the pleasure is unique because it stems totally from within the person. It's a unique type of thing. Most pleasures stem from outside of you. So therefore, since it stems from outside of you, so it happens to everybody. You could explain the phenomenon. People understand the phenomenon. But here it happens totally within you. And probably you could explain it to a person that went through the same experience. Okay? But the thing is that the pleasure is that it's a unique pleasure, that's the essence of the pleasure. It's a unique pleasure in the sense that it comes totally from within yourself and not from without of you. Both the pain and the pleasure come totally from within you, within the way you think and the way you relate to the physical world. It's the way who you are. It's who you are. All right, the question is, who cares if it's different than anything else? The answer is, he's telling you the nature of the pleasure. The nature of the pleasure is totally within the human being, so that that's why it can't be shared. Because the nature is totally from within. That's why it can't be shared.